Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to Full of Hot
and Cold
Air. On today's very first episode, we talk about who we are and why the hell we're even doing this. Here we go. Hello there, and welcome to Full of Hot Air. My name is Brendan Heckler, and I will be your co-host, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Mary Beth Heckler.
Hello. As Brendan said, I am the beautiful wife, I'm the co-host, and I am also the creative director here at Comfort Supply.
Right, and so what we thought we would start the very first episode of our brand new HVAC and small business podcast, Full of Hot
and Cold
Air, and we just wanted to talk about what we're going to be bringing to you guys and why we're doing this a little bit. So, Mary Beth, what do we have in store for the handful of people that are probably out there listening right now?
Well, let's backtrack. Let's start with why in the heck are we doing this?
Okay.
So last year we had this really great idea that we were going to do this video series. Brendan and I are both, I guess what you would categorize as millennials. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I think demographically that is the segment that we fall into.
I think it's actually Gen X.
Gen X.
No, Gen Y.
We're 30-somethings. We'll just say, we'll leave it at that. We're 30-somethings. So we're of the generation of content. So video, social media, all of that. And I think we kind of noticed this big shift in the industry that things are getting a lot less, I don't want to say dry, but we're moving away from the era of manuals and printed handouts and moving more into an interactive type medium. So we had this really great idea that we were going to start this video initiative. And it was kind of a lofty goal of mine last year. And it turns out that I am not very good at editing videos, and it was taking just way too long to get anything done. And, you know, on top of everything else I was trying to do work-wise and being pregnant, it just, these videos kept falling lower and lower and lower on the list. So then when it came time to do our end-of-year review, we sat down, and it was kind of like this big elephant in the room, like, hey, so we had that initiative, we were going to do all these videos, and it never actually happened. And yeah, my bad. So we decided, okay, we still want to be able to produce all of this really good content. What is an easier way to do that that does not involve, you know, 50 hours of editing? And
right.
Brendan had this brainchild of like, hey, let's do a podcast.
Are you giving me credit for the podcast?
I am giving you credit.
Awesome. I like that. I like that.
And I said, yeah, that's a great idea. I love podcasts, so that means I'm going to be awesome at it.
You're doing great so far.
Doing okay so far. So yeah, so that's sort of how we ended up in this room wearing these big headsets. And yeah, we're podcasting. We're doing it right now.
So yeah, and you know, that's something that if you're familiar with Comfort Supply and the way we do things and how we take ourselves to market, we always try and be different. We always try and have our eye on the next thing and how we can best communicate to our customers, best bring the best products to our customers, help our customers in any way we can. So to that point, let's talk a little bit about kind of what we aim to do with the podcast, Mary Beth.
So we have a bunch of different avenues that we're going to explore with this. Obviously, we are in the HVAC industry, and part of the reason the podcast was created was to answer some HVAC-specific questions. So whether it's a technical question, you know, or just about industry trends, we definitely want to address that. But I think, I don't want to say more importantly, but, you know, parallel to that, we'll say, is this small business and family-owned business atmosphere, and kind of providing some insight into that and how we run. So there's going to be, we're going to cover a multitude of topics, some of them a little bit more dry, I'll say, whether it's, you know, this is how you troubleshoot this problem, or, you know, a little bit more fluffy, we'll say, in terms of this is how you motivate your employees and this is how you handle conflict when it's with your father or your spouse, and this is how you form a great company culture. So we're going to cover really the whole gamut here, all the way down, you know, to the from the minute to some of these more like philosophical, we'll say, yeah, topics.
Yeah, and you know, it's something that Mary Beth and I did a fair amount of extensive research, and it there's just not a lot of HVAC, you know, manufacturers, distributors, vendors, reps putting content out there for contractors and engineers and other like-minded, you know, distributors and reps. So, you know, be it us to always take advantage of an opportunity and a hole in the market. And that's what we're going to aim to do. So, you know, one thing in addition to everything Mary Beth's been talking about that I'm really excited to bring is really feature the CSI talent that we have. For those that are familiar with my dad, he goes by he's coined the term VRF aficionado for himself. So there's for those that don't know, we've really pushed the envelope forward in terms of VRF applications in Western PA and beyond. So we're looking forward to having him and some of his commercial team in frequently to provide outlooks and updates on different things like that. And then, like Mary Beth said, our technical department is, we believe, by far and away one of the best. So we'll be bringing, I think, what do you think, weekly segments, I think, is going to be the goal there. And hopefully let you guys really hear from Lou and Rick and let them expound on some technical knowledge. And then if there's industry friends out there that want to get on board with this, I think we welcome that opportunity. You know, I've mentioned to some other distributors that this is a little bit in the works with us. So hopefully we can get some productive conversation and good content from you guys there. And any customers or like I said, manufacturer, vendor partners, I think, you know, there's a lot to be said and a lot to be talked about in the industry. And it doesn't seem like anyone's really doing it in a public space. So we want to take advantage of that.
No, I think, a lot of the people, a lot of the guys, the contractors we work with, it's a very old school industry. And I don't say that negatively, but that's just, you know, that's just how it is. So we're trying to bring some new perspective here and hopefully doing that with the podcast. And I think, I don't know if Brendan mentioned this, but we're going to focus a lot on products as well. So product development, what's new in the industry, you know, trends, a little bit of forecasting, stuff like that. So we'll cover all of the bases. And then of course, if there's any topic that we have not addressed and you're like, hey, I'd really like to know about, you know, X, Y, and Z, we're happy to talk about it, provided that it is at least somewhat relevant to the industry or to small business. Although I'm sure Brendan would be more than happy to talk football, hockey, or whatever.
Yeah, sport. We can do a Masters episode.
A Masters episode. Yeah. We'll have to find a way to tie that in somehow.
But yeah, no, we appreciate you giving us, you know, approximately 10 minutes of your time today to hear what we're excited to bring you guys in the future. And, please by all means subscribe and comment and give us feedback and, look forward to the next episode that we've got coming with a conversation between Mary Beth and myself and my dad on, what it's like to work inside of a family business.
Spoiler alert, it's not always sunshine and roses.
There can be conflict.
So yes, stay tuned for the next episode, which we promise will be a little bit longer and more insightful than this one. And we hope to have you join us weekly for Full of Hot and Cold Air.
Thanks for listening.